This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. Ooh, I hear an echo. Is something going on there, Chris, on your end? That's better. I don't hear it anymore. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Trying to figure out how we need to change your intro.
Why?
Because I'm always here now.
Well, how about this? How about when I say, good morning, everyone. This is Alan Ellis for the Outdoors and Radio Show. You say...
Good morning. But that's not what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the opening.
What, the banjo music?
Mm-hmm.
You mean with Alan L? You mean when Ira comes on and says something?
Uh-huh.
We can arrange that.
I'm just thinking.
We could arrange that. What do you think, Chris? Should we put Robin in the opening?
Oh, sure.
Why not? She's here, right?
Exactly. And it has been referred to on occasion as the Robin Ellis Show.
You're not helping.
I'm just stating fact.
She's over here chuckling.
They can hear me.
Oh, I know they can hear you. Yeah, I know they can hear you. Hey, everybody. It's the Outdoors and Radio Show where we talk about fishing, hunting, great outdoors, guns, every now and then politics.
Our dogs.
Our dogs are going crazy in the background. We don't know why. We talk about other stuff, too. We talk about wildlife. We talk about whatever's on your mind. So here we are, 2 weeks into the bow season, Maryland archery season. Are we 2 weeks or 1 week?
One week.
Yeah,
we're already getting people contacting us about being in the next...
Measuring their deer. Yeah, so we're going to do a little better job of marketing here in the next phase of this bucks, bears, stags.
Well, the first phase was trial, and we're learning.
Yeah, we're learning a lot. We are. We put out a record book. Chris, you got yours, right?
Yes, I did, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah, jam-packed, full stuff. So we've got that. And you can order your own record book. It's called Maryland's Finest. It's 150-some pages, full color, 200 photos, 3,000 records, a bunch of stories about a bunch of deer and some other stuff, and it's in there. But it's, it's kind of a historic thing. It lauds our conservation efforts here in Maryland. It's got some interesting quotes, like I said, a lot of pictures. And these records go back over 30 years, so... You know, it's the first time it's ever been done in Maryland, and we're very proud of it, and we're very happy to put it in your hands as well, and you can do that online if you'd like. It's bucks-bears-stags.com. That's what we do. Bucks, whitetail bucks, Maryland black bears, Maryland sickest stags, bucks-bears-stags.com, and we're very excited. I mean, the numbers are pretty good coming in as far as the online orders. We've got a bunch of retailers out there. Our Facebook page is very active. How many did you say we have now?
3,070.
Something like that. And you can go on our Facebook page, too, and see our retailers and see our current updates. And we just posted the very first deer that was measured after our June 15th deadline for the 20... whatever the second edition is, whenever it comes out. So, Robin, you're low. You got to adjust your microphone closer to your mouth or turn your volume up.
Is that better?
I don't know. Chris will have to do that.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Okay.
You have to turn the button.
Hold on. I got to figure out which button
okay.
It is.
So,
how about now, Chris?
A little bit louder.
little bit louder now.
Just a little bit louder.
Now I got Alan ringing in my ear. Is that better?
No.
Okay, how about that?
A little bit more.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
Okay.
Better?
A little bit better.
I don't know what I'm doing then.
What about this one? You have to talk so Chris can.
I know. I was trying to think of something to say. I was speechless.
let me take a look to see if icicles are coming out of the ground.
Exactly.
And pigs are flying.
I'm not speaking to you two.
You know you will.
No. Yeah, you will. Nope.
Yep.
Men, I swear.
If you want to join this mess, ladies and gentlemen, you're certainly welcome to do so. We'd like to hear about anything you've got planned for the upcoming hunting season. Have you planned a trip out west? We've got one of our friends is almost semi-moving to New Mexico. He's hunting out there. He loves the elk hunting out there, and he's retired, so he's going to take a lot of time. Got another one of our measures just these guys are all bow hunters, you know. One of our measures, Chuck
Wilcox.
Sergeant. Sorry, Chuck. Jeez. Master Sergeant Chuck Wilcox. He took a nice antelope a couple of weeks ago in Wyoming with his bow, and now he's killed a really nice 8-point buck with his bow. And then
Somebody
had a tule. A tule elk, yes. Yes, Steve Keithley, who's been a guest on this show, shot a tule elk in the midst of the wildfires out there in Northern California a week or so ago. So, you know, our guys are active. And, of course, you know, we see on Facebook there's several pages where people are out and about taking their animals. And so... it's good. Even some nice, real nice deer have been taken too. Some nice bucks still in velvet. Some nice deer that, I didn't see any really gnarly non-typicals yet. Did you? No.
The unicorn.
No.
How about this one?
Oh, yeah.
That's the unicorn. Right.
Don Cullings up in, Autumn Sky Outfitters, one of our sponsors. He was able to, take one the other night that had, it looked like it had a regular typical rack with an extra point on one side, but the unusual thing was there was a spike, probably 4 or 5 inches long, coming right up through the middle of the top of the head. It did indeed look like a unicorn.
It was neat, Chris.
It was cool. I'll try to send you a picture.
Okay.
So that was kind of cool. We saw that. And then there was discussion among our measures whether, you know, it sprouted from the center of the skull or it was attached to the beam or whatever.
If we needed a new category for unicorn.
Yeah, exactly. And Don said it actually sprang from the, it wasn't attached to the base at all, which is interesting. Very interesting.
I don't understand that part, sorry.
Well, the pedicle material, the base of the antlers, the pedicle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if that antler is injured in velvet or damaged somehow, and the cellular structure is scraped off of that pedicle, and it's moved, wherever it's moved, and it's still attached to the skull, it's going to grow an antler.
Right, we talked about that.
Yeah, so that's what happened. Somehow that pedicle material got shifted over to the center of the skull. It looked like the antler was damaged in velvet or early on, and it sprouted this interesting spike. So, taking a deer during the fire. Yeah. Very good, Chris. It was actually a tule elk. It would have fed the village. One-stop hunt, contactless meal, shoot and cook at one place.
Huh?
Steve's elk.
Uh-huh.
In the midst of the fire. Shoot it and cook it all at the same time.
Oh, that's horrible, Alan.
I didn't say it. Chris said it.
Chris wouldn't say something like that. I know it was
okay,
you.
Okay, read
horrible.
Your text.
No, I'm good.
Read your text.
I know what I think.
Read your text. Oh, Brian Tilton, Bulldog. You know Brian.
Yes.
Brett, had you watched his Facebook page at all?
No, I haven't been on Facebook for a while.
Yeah, well, he's right in Pensacola, Florida. Guess what hit Pensacola, Florida this week?
Oh, wow.
Sandy, yeah. Direct hit.
Oh.
Direct hit.
Sally.
The hurricane.
Was it Sally? You said Sandy.
Sally.
Some female.
Thank you.
Yeah, but you know, now, with this last storm that... or tropical depression that formed, we have to go to the Greek alphabet.
Yeah, I think it's beta.
Is beta? The, where's beta? Alpha?
I don't know where alpha is, but in our weather forecast, or maybe it was overnight at top of the hour news, they were talking about it, and they said that we're now in beta.
Got it. Well, either way, Sally hit, direct hit on Brian's place. He was spared, actually. You know, threw some stuff around in the yard, didn't tear anything off his house, but his neighbors lost shingles and all that siding and that kind of stuff. But he kept everybody updated on a kind of a couple-hour update on his Facebook page.
Well, I'm surprised he even stuck around. I'm surprised they weren't forced out for evacuation.
Yeah, well, he said the eye was coming across the property, so... But no, they stuck it out. I had a nice text conversation with Brian yesterday. He's, everything's good. But he broke his toe.
Chris, whatever you just did was a big help because I had Alan dual echoes. So
yeah. Anyway, he broke his toe, so he's walking around in I don't know what kind of treatment he got for it, but anyway, the people will remember Brian Tilton as my producer years ago here on the Outdoors and Radio Show, but more famously for Ron Smith's Bulldog, Bulldog was his nickname, and people will remember him for that as well. So best wishes to Brian and his family, but everybody survived just fine. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So... also talked to, there's Bob on the Eastern Shore. Let's talk to Bob on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, what's going on?
Good. Let me give a shout out to a fellow Lion alumni, Robin. Roar,
thank you. That's right. That's right.
What?
Lion.
Lions.
Queen Anne County Lions.
Hi, there you
go. What year, okay. Bob?
Yes.
Bob, what year?
Oh, 76.
Okay.
You were 82 or something, right?
81.
Okay.
Your reputation travels fast.
Ha, 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 ha.
We've talked before. I guess you guys don't remember.
No, I do.
Yep.
Okay. Just three things I'd like to talk about. One is I saw on social media where there's a thing about people turning their outside lights off to help the migrating birds coming south. Alan, could you talk about that a little bit or tell me whether you think that's viable or...
I really don't know.
That was that article I sent you.
Yeah, I know it was in the article. I read the article, but I don't know how effective that would be.
I don't understand the thinking behind it.
Well, I guess they're saying that, the birds navigate by the stars and, I can't...
Yeah,
I can't put my head around it, quite frankly.
I was kind of thinking maybe the environmentalists might be going a little overboard with that, but that was the first thing I wanted to talk about.
I guess they think the birds will mistake your porch light for the one of the stars and dive into your yard. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking the same thing.
Maybe we have an ornithological person out there who could help us with that one. I can't figure it out. So.
I'd be interested in hearing their logic.
Yeah.
The second thing is, you guys broadcasting from Eastern Shore?
Yeah, right here in Easton.
Yeah, I was wondering about the technical aspects of that. I hear you guys this morning, especially this morning, kind of trying to get the volume straight and everything. You guys do it like over the phone?
No, we have a little machine here called a Comrex, and it's a wireless machine.
Okay.
Okay, and we do have a cable into our TV box here in the back room. It's attached to the back of this, and then it's plugged into the wall to maintain the electrical contact. And those are the two connections. And somehow through the power of, I guess, the Internet, Chris, you can probably explain a little better, the Comrex is able to engage the signal for WCBM. I mean, there's a lot of options on here. And we had the engineer come down and tune it in for us. And we're connected to the station through this little machine.
The reason you hear us, like, talk about levels and stuff more than you would normally hear is we can't see Chris. Before, we could see him, and he could tell us what to do different through the...
Yeah, right.
And you'd never know it because he was giving us hand signals.
Right. So we have...
we can't see each other.
There's a on-off switch. There's a connection button that gives you the options of where you can connect to. And then our microphone is controlled by... local and return, and then a volume input button. So we don't know why, but, you know, different weeks, we got to tune it differently to give us various levels. We both have a headset microphone plugged into each side.
But it's great. It's the best thing that's ever happened.
Oh, yeah, it's great. This box is probably 10 inches wide, 6 inches long, and 3 inches deep.
You guys must love it. I mean, you don't have to travel to Baltimore every Saturday.
Yeah, that 3 a.m. getting in the car.
Yeah, that got old after a while. When I moved here and was doing the show every week, you know, I'd get up at 2:30, leave here at 3, and get to the station about 4:30 or so.
Yeah, Maryland by birth, Eastern Shore by the grace of God.
That's right.
Well, that's Robin. I'm Pennsylvania by birth, you know.
Okay,
Eastern Shore by the grace of God. So.
I got you.
And he loves it.
I do. I love the shore. Always did.
Another thing that I think I mentioned before, man, I used to love the songs you guys used to play during, you know, when you're going to commercials and stuff and coming
back. Yeah, yeah.
I can't think of the song. I think it's the Battle of New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got several, and they used to wake me up in the Saturday morning and just put me in a good mood.
Yeah, well,
just hearing those old songs, you know.
We'll see what we can find. I don't know what's in the audio vault anymore. I think they did some house cleaning, did they, Chris?
Yes.
A lot of house cleaning.
So sadly, some things were lost, usually, depending on the demand, if it's great enough, then I can usually find a copy and put it back in.
Yeah.
It's getting kind of tight.
Well, I have my own basic file there, right, Chris? My own audio file.
Yeah, you do.
And, you know, it's been 3 years ago since they asked me to clean it out. So I guess it got cleaned out.
It got cleaned out for you.
Somebody said... he ain't going to do it, so let's clean it out. So.
And Robin, that was really rude, those guys laughing about you saying you were speechless. I thought that was kind of rude.
I'm used to it.
Kind of rude.
It was kind of truthful, too, but...
it's all done out of love.
Yeah.
That's right. It's a love thing.
I couldn't have two better guys to work with.
So.
Especially since I'm not an outdoors person.
I was just kidding. I thought it was kind of funny.
Perfect.
I'd like to give a shout out to the two great bright hunters, Dennis and Timmy.
Dennis and Kenny, okay.
Timmy.
Kimmy, oh, okay.
Yeah, where the deer tremble and the turkeys chuckle when they hear their names.
The deer tremble and the turkeys chuckle.
I like that.
That's good. That's a good one.
Okay.
I like that.
All right, my friend. Well, I appreciate the call.
That was a wonderful conversation
this morning,
Bob. We needed that.
We did.
You guys have a great day.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye. You know,
I like perky
it's always
people
nice
in the morning.
Huh?
I like perky, happy people in the morning.
Happy people in the morning? Yeah, I like happy people for the most part all the time. Let's see. Oh, yes. Well...
so, Alan, what did you do this week?
I went hunting for the first time.
And?
And the two deer that continuously busted me last year, the gruesome twosome, which is a doe and one of her minions. It's like, you know, She's like, name two famous sidekicks, you know. They're together all the time.
Thelma and Louise.
Batman and Robin.
Females. They're does.
Oh, okay.
Cagney and Lacey. Cagney and Lacey. Huh?
Yeah.
What?
Cagney and Lacey. No, they were cops.
Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise, yeah. Well, Thelma's, she's probably a four and a half, 5 year old. Oh, maybe, I don't know how old she is. She's probably older than that.
Stop talking about her age.
She's been around. She's very mature, big doe. And then her sidekick is probably a little younger. I call him the gruesome twosome. It doesn't matter where I'm sitting, where I'm standing, where I've walked in, where I've put my tree stand, in that patch of woods, and it doesn't matter from what direction they come, they will bust me every time. If I'm sitting south, they'll come in from the west, and they'll bust me. If I'm sitting north, they'll come in from the east, and they'll bust me. Well, it was sunrise on Tuesday. Sunrise was 6:47, and I'd been in since, I'd probably been in there since 6 o'clock. It was 6:47, just getting light, and the Blue Jays go crazy, and I look over to my left, and there's Thelma and Louise bolting through the field. The first two deer I saw this year and the last two deer I saw last year were Thelma and Louise. So I call them the gruesome twosome. So they are very acute, and you know, they know what's going on in their woods, whether you know or not. So that happened, but I saw a total of, I guess, 7 deer that day. No chance for a shot. So. But it was an interesting day in the woods. I saw a pair of hairy woodpeckers, which I've never seen a pair before.
They're hairy woodpeckers.
Hairy woodpeckers, yeah. There's two different ones that have like a ladderback stripe on their back, a hairy and a downy. The downy's the size of a sparrow. The hairy's the size of a robin's.
Well, I've heard of and seen a downy. I just never heard of a hairy.
Yep. Well, you could be mixing up the two because they're very similar. They both have black and white ladder marks down their back. They both, yeah. Anyway.
I've never even heard the word hairy woodpecker.
Hairy woodpecker, yeah. They're out there. Yeah. And brown creepers, they lit up the woods for a while. It sounded like there were 20 of them in the woods, the brown creeper.
What's a brown creeper?
Brown creeper's a little bird.
This place has all these birds I've never heard of.
Yeah, it does. Pileated woodpecker, never saw him, but or him or her, but I heard it. Blue
brown
jays.
Creeper and woodpecker.
Didn't hear the owls today, this day. So, no geese at all went over, no waterfowl. The day before when I went up, there was a pair of, what looked to be Cooper's hawks overhead, and a crow was messing with them. So, you know, it wasn't a totally fruitless day. There were several squirrels. One of them had some kind of scar on his back about the size of a marble. I don't know what that was about. So maybe something tried to get him, and he got away. But
Chris.
Oh, I'm listening.
No.
Oh,
Chris tried to get him.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Ricochet. It was a ricochet. And the other thing that happened this week on the hunting front, I'm actually a sub-permittee on Chuck's bear permit and on another fellow's permit. And the great part about it is they're not that far apart. The properties are only like 10 minutes apart. So I'm very happy with that. So we'll see what happens during the bear season. Chuck was sending me pictures. I sent you the pictures of the bears from Chuck's, right?
Correct.
Yeah, he was in the stand one night this week. I can't remember which. Might have been Monday. And a big old bear walked in on him. So, and close.
Real close.
Yeah, you know how close.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you've been there.
I've been in that line, but, and it's amazing.
When you take a picture with your cell phone, the perception is just not quite what it's supposed to be, because you take a picture, and if you got a picture of your bow or your gun or whatever in the picture, and the animals in the background, you've got to put things in perspective. The bear looked, relatively small in the photo, but when you know the relationship between, let's say, the bear and the feeder, or the bear in the corner, your stand in the corner, your stand in the feeder, whatever it might be, and the bear's in between, he's pretty close,
Yeah, so. just for anybody that is just tuning in, just to give you an idea, that the bear in the picture looked like maybe it was about 40 yards away.
Yeah.
But the reality is it's less than 20.
Correct.
Big bear.
Very big bear.
Very big bear.
So hopefully Chuck or the property owner or I will have a shot at that one of those bears. I think there's five on the property at least. So we'll see. And they sent me another picture last night with another bear in it. So there you go. All right. Chris, I got to talk about our sponsors, a couple of them anyway. I've got to find what I'm talking about here. First of all, my.
Well, the longtime sponsor has been Clyde Sports Shop.
Yeah, I see that. He's right here. I'm trying to come up with somebody else's at this second here because I've got to wade through my, there they are, my printed scripts. I don't just do this off, I could do a Clyde's commercial off the top of my head, you know that, right? So, I do the address and everything. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9, phone 4, that, I've got that down after 30 years pretty well. But, let's see. Let's talk about some Browning firearms, okay? Let's talk about a couple of higher-end bolt-action rifles called the X-Bolt. They've come out with a series of guns called Hell's Canyon now. And they have a X-Bolt Hell's Canyon model that the speed model is very slick. If you're carrying it in, mountain country or headed west or something like that, this one comes in arid urban camouflage, that green brown modeled, looks like you rub dirt on it, but it's very cool looking. And this gun has a Cerakote finish fluted sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake. It's got a detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, an adjustable trigger, and bolt action in select calibers. Now, there's three models of the Hell's Canyon X-Bolt, the speed, the lightweight, then the long range, which is a longer barrel, and then the Macmillan model, and these are all set up for different things. Long range shooting in the West now has become the standard, and this is Browning's attempt to give you a little bit of a long range firearm. But if you want something that's like indestructible and you want to use it for a canoe paddle, in rough country, you can do that. So that's the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon. The standard X-Bolt, that's more me. That's the traditional walnut stock blued finish X-Bolt, extremely accurate bolt action, big game hunting perfection. Comes with all standard, all magnum and short magnum calibers, adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. It's the X-Bolt. These two firearms are the top of the line from Browning as far as bolt action rifles is concerned. If you're looking for that, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, full line Browning dealer, just off Beltway Exit 9 in Baltimore. And the phone number is 410-242-6108. The website is Clyde's Sports, two S's in the middle, .com. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, all available at Clyde's Sports Shop. Back Backyard Billy's, right here on Route 50 at exit 44. You put it off long enough. The weather is beautiful now. Fall's the time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard for fun times with your family. You got a lot of time to get, you know, together doing picnics and family reunions and things like that. Backyard, you know, all within the social distancing framework, of course. Backyard Billy's in Graysonville is your go-to place for making backyards fun. There's a giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs. And they can be seen from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and the Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills. I mean, huge showroom. You can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com or call 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. Your backyard is going to look great. It certainly is. And now we want to talk about this other company called Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Creative Concepts Taxidermy, with 30 years experience, realistically, accurately, and artistically, recreates animals from all over the world. John George specializes in big game animals from Africa and Asia and North America. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studio is 3,800 square feet. It's got a 19-foot ceiling, and the showroom itself is 1,500 square feet. A one-ton floor crane can handle the largest life-size projects. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in the continent of Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, weekends with an appointment. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. We'll be right back after this message.
Well, a parade of 60s underway this weekend, a little fall preview for Baltimore. No sooner did we say goodbye to Sally, but watching a new tropical system this weekend come up into the Western Gulf, and we're to the Greek alphabet now, Beta, and it will be a slow mover, unfortunately, mainly impacting Texas and Louisiana. Sunshine for us through tomorrow and into Monday, Tuesday. We do see some 70 and 80 degree days returning Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Stay connected at 410 WCBM 680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680@wcbm.com or text into the show using the mobile phone app.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
3, 4... was a cook, and she was a waitress down at Salty Sam Seafood Cafe. And somewhere between the clam juice and the seaweed salad, some little shrimp just lured her away. Oh, I lobster and never flounder. He wrapped his line around her and they drove off in his carp. Oh, I lobster and never flounder. I octopus his face in, he'll only break her heart. I said, just quit and leave me for that piano tuna. If you want a trout, something new. She was the best I ever had. Now my life has no purpose. Oh, my cod, I love her. Yes, I do. Oh, I lobster and never flounder. He wrapped his line around her and they drove off in his carp. Oh, I lobster and never flounder. I octopus his face in, he'll only break her heart.
All right.
Oh, I swordfish he'd come back
to. Who is
to.
That?
I can't remember the name. Octopus her face in. His face in. What?
I just, these songs have been tickling me the last couple of weeks.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy some of my picks. Let's talk to Peter. Good morning, Peter. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Alan. I love seaweed salad.
Yeah, you and I both.
Listen, Alan, I wanted to ask you, back in the day, I used to go out on headboats out in the bay.
Yeah.
Do you know, are there any, with the pandemic, I mean, I guess those boats are no longer operating.
I'm not sure about that. Some of them are. I know I used to go out of the one on the, Captain Tom Riles down there at, Chesapeake Beach, and then there was one out of the Potomac. Can't remember the name of that, but I'm not sure if there are any headboats operating out of the bay or not.
Yeah. Well, with the whole pandemic, I mean, it's difficult to find anymore.
Well, there are some still going out of Kent Island. I mean, there's
Deal. Yeah.
If not Deal, maybe Chesapeake Beach. You know, that's interesting. Interesting question. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get a regular email from the Morningstar out of Ocean City, Captain Monty Hawkins. And he's been social distancing on his boat.
Mm-hmm.
And his last email tells how that's working out for him. It's actually working out pretty good. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now you have to keep your distance and all that.
Even on a charter boat, you have to keep your distance, you know. So.
Yeah.
All we have to do is be intelligent.
Yep, we just have to be smart about it, you know.
It's horrendous. I just can't believe it, you know.
Yeah.
I remember going out mackerel fishing back in the day. Oh, my God, you know. I mean,
sure.
Mackerel.
Oh, mackerel, yeah. Mackerel have been showing up here recently. I don't know if anybody did a mackerel trip this year, but I know last year I know Morningstar did. And it's, you know, it's a hit or miss type of deal. Not like it was, you know, the mackerel have been annihilated or.
They've been fished out. But, oh my God, I love mackerel. I mean, they're beautiful eating fish.
Yeah.
You know, I would smoke them.
How'd you get them lit?
How'd I get them lit?
Very oily, yeah.
Yeah, no, but they're
yeah, excellent. But those were Boston mackerel. Now we still have
Boston mackerel. Yeah.
Yeah, now in the bay now we still have Spanish mackerel, very sporty, light tackle trolling.
Yeah,
still some very, around, very but with the water temperatures cooling, they're going to start moving out of here real quick. So.
Yeah. Well. Talk some more about fishing, okay? I know you like to deer hunt and all that stuff.
No, wherever the conversation leads, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand.
So,
okay,
all right.
Well, I'll look. Thank
all
you
right.
very much.
Thank you, Pete. Take care now.
All right.
Bye-bye. Robin, you're low again.
I'm low again. No, it's not that.
It is part of it.
Okay, hold on.
It is part of it. You got it right there.
Is that better?
I don't know. I think the microphone, you got to move it over in front of your mouth a little closer. Much better. Much better. That looks good. You look good like that.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Richard in Tennessee. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Am I coming through okay? Chris said I was a little weak on the call.
We're all weak this morning.
Okay, hey.
That's Chris's fault. He's got to turn the big knob up.
All right. Hey, I just finished the book the other day, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Great job on putting that thing together. I know it took a whole team to do that, but it did well put together, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Brought a couple questions to mind. On the Sitka deer, I'm not familiar with those really at all.
Mm-hmm.
Seen one, never really been on the Eastern Shore, to be honest with you. How did they get here, and are they in any other state or just those two counties in Maryland?
Okay, well, they're more than two counties. They started out here back about 1916, in that general time frame. There were some that were brought here to raise for meat, I guess, and for what? What am I doing?
You're loud.
I'm loud. Okay. Any better, Chris?
Turn it down just a hair bit more.
Hair a bit more. Sorry, Richard.
There we go.
Okay. In about 1916, they were brought here by a farmer who wanted to raise them, and I think there were like 10 to 12 of them. He didn't find them too appetizing, so he released them on Assateague Island. Somebody else tried it, or maybe he tried it again, and that group got released in on James Island. They all came from the same island in Japan, so they're all genetically compatible. The herd began to grow, and now we have about 15,000 of them here in Maryland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
you don't think they would work, say, in central Carroll County farmland type situation?
No, they're very marsh-oriented, and they travel through the marshland, through the waterways, and things like that. Last season firearm season, we had the first one ever taken in Cecil County.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that was way out of range. There have been some in Virginia. There have been some in, Chincoteague has a population, too. Of course, Assateague and Chincoteague are kind of linked there, but they have a population there as well in Virginia, and also some have moved a little bit into Delaware. There have been a few taken in Delaware.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
It's also interesting that the guy that you said brought them here didn't find them tasty when everything I've heard about them.
I don't think it was that they weren't tasty. I don't think he had any kind of real control on the captivity part of it.
Said they're delicious. They taste
They good. Are. They're fantastic.
Only kind of deer I'll eat.
That's true.
Yeah, I won't eat whitetail.
I've had the opportunity to try one, but
well, there are a member of the elk family.
That's what somebody else had told me that much.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's good information. It's just something I didn't know before, and I was just curious about it.
They're fun to hunt, no question.
Okay.
See, the book even teaches too.
Do what?
Probably be a long time before I see one in Tennessee.
Yeah, probably will be. You're more likely. Oh, speaking of Tennessee, I heard about Great Smoky Mountain National Park. They found a bear eating the remains of a camper. Did you hear about that?
No, is there a punchline or is that an actual?
No. The story came out. There was a guy went camping by himself. And they don't know what happened to him, but they somebody found this bear and saw the human remains, and the bear was having lunch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting that you said that, because, I don't know, somebody my wife knows on Facebook or something like that, they were her and her husband were, I guess they're from Maryland. They were in the Great Smoky Mountains, something or another, I guess on vacation in one of these lodges. And you could see, she said they stepped out of their room and there was a black bear up on the porch.
Yeah.
And it actually came at the husband. And they
wow.
went back in the inside the place, their place.
Yeah.
And but it's like they have, I guess, no fear of humans because they're just roaming all over the place or something down there.
Well, but, we were when we were.
No,
in,
I didn't hear that about somebody getting killed.
Yeah, I got the news story somewhere.
Wow.
Robin, where'd we go?
What do you mean? We went to Gatlinburg.
Was it Gatlinburg?
Yeah.
Was it? Okay.
Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge.
Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg.
Gatlinburg.
Yeah, we had a guy that we got to know. He was he did the some of the building maintenance and so forth there, and unfortunately we had a problem with one of our toilets, and he came up and took care of that. And he says, "By the way, there's some bears out here." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Just every now and then look out your window at night. You might see one down below you there." We were on ninth floor or something like that. So okay. So he left. About an hour later, front desk called him. Who's calling? I picked the phone up and said, "Yeah, this is the front desk." What was that guy's name?
It was a neat name. It was like Bunky or...
Yeah, whatever. Said to call you. There's a bear outside. And sure enough, we went over to the balcony, looked down. There's a bear walking back and forth in the courtyard down below us. And then we kept our antenna up. And how many times did we find that bear raiding the dumpster?
About 5 or 6.
That was fun. Watch that bear get in the dumpster.
Until an idiot went out there and started.
Yeah. And one morning we heard a bunch of people yelling at 6 o'clock in the morning. We looked out and the bear was in the dumpster and it was surrounded by the maintenance crew. And one guy had a broom and they were trying to chase this thing off the property and chased it right down into the parking garage, which I thought was amusing if you were leaving at that time in the morning. So.
Yeah, we have bears here, but don't have that problem here. Of course, I mean we consider it it's so far. Well, I've only been here like 2 months now, full time, and I've seen two so far from the house, and you're just catching a glimpse of them going through the back pasture, you know. So they don't hang around long when they get out in the open for sure. And I haven't had a chance to get in the woods yet and set up in a stand, so
right.
I'll probably. You know, have more opportunity to see one passing through the woods
sure.
than from the house. But they're certainly not a nuisance situation here where they come up to the house or anything even close to that.
So. Right.
But as I told you off air, you're more than welcome. You got a standing invite if you're ever down this way.
I appreciate that.
I will be back down there.
Yep. We'll be talking.
Say we're only about 90 miles maybe from Gatlinburg.
Cool. Got it.
So it's not too bad.
Yes, sir.
All
right. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks,
Have
Alan.
A great weekend.
Bye, Robin.
Easy, Richard.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Richard. Hey, folks, do you have a fireplace you never use? Well, we did, too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked all the heat out of the room. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert after disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations. They did the installation. They provide us with friendly, knowledgeable, and follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page or call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Now, Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland. John George specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, and North America, and Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. The studio Creative Concepts is 3,800 square feet with 19-foot ceilings for any size project, and the showroom is 1,500 square feet. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups, and that's Maryland's premier life-size studio. Creative Concepts Taxidermy, providing five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or on weekends with an appointment. Creative Concepts Taxidermy, with 30 years' experience, realistically, accurately, and artistically, recreates animals from all over the world, including yours. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com. Call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Macrotech Archery Pro Shop. They've moved to a new location. They're open at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians and bow shop owners. Beginners and diehard bow hunters and athletes and the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's tuned my Bowtech bow, and I shot it the other day, again and again and again, consistently accurate, and recabled and strung my 10-point crossbows. And the bow technician, Corey, he's also top-notch. Macrotech Archery Pro Shop carries Matthews, including the new VXR, Bowtech Diamond and Hoyt, Mission crossbows, and Raven and 10-point crossbows. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and poundage requirements. All the accessories will be mounted correctly, and they can observe your shooting style on the indoor range. Macrotech is certified service center for 10-point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. You should stop by the new Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Curtis Bay, Riviera Beach. Now open. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page. 410-789-7777. 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows.
Get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Be nice to each other.